Good day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Q1 2018 investor call. I would now like to turn the meeting over to Ms. Aurora Davidson. Please go ahead, Ms. Davidson.
Thank you. Welcome to the first quarter 2018 investor conference call of Amerigo Resources. I am Aurora Davidson, Executive Vice President and Chief Financial Officer. Before we begin the presentation, let me caution you that our comments and discussions will include forward-looking information within the meaning of applicable securities legislation. Forward-looking information will include, among other things, forecasts and projections about our copper production for the year, which involves known and unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors that may cause actual results, performance, or achievements to be materially different from such forecasts and projections. Therefore, although we believe that anticipated future results, performance, or achievements expressed or implied by the forward-looking information are based on reasonable assumptions and expectations, you should not place undue reliance on such forward-looking information. We direct you to our press release issued on May the 8th and our other documents filed with the securities authorities in Canada, including our annual information form under the heading Description of the Business Risk Factors. These documents describe the material factors and assumptions that were applied in drawing the conclusions and making the forecasts and projections as reflected in the forward-looking information, and the material factors that could cause actual results, performance, or achievements to differ materially. Except as required by law, we undertake no obligation to update or revise any forward-looking information made in this presentation. Rob Henderson, the company's President and Chief Executive Officer, will now provide an operational and corporate update.
Thank you, Aurora, and thank you everyone for joining the call. As you've seen, we had a solid first quarter, and I believe that we are well on the way of achieving our objectives for 2018. For the first quarter of this year, our revenue was $34 million, and operating cash flow was $6 million, some 40% higher than a year ago in Q1 2017. This is due to the higher copper price, which has increased from $2.65 a pound a year ago to $3.09, which we recorded in the quarter. As a result, we reported first quarter earnings of $1.2 million, and our cash balance increased to $30 million, up from $27 million at the end of last year. In the quarter, MVC produced 14.2 million pounds of copper at a cash cost of $1.77 a pound. This quantity of copper includes 8.9 million pounds from the historic Cauquenes deposit and 5.3 million pounds from El Teniente's fresh tailings. MVC's molybdenum plant produced 0.4 million pounds of moly in the quarter. MVC's cash costs and total costs are slightly higher than a year ago due to a stronger Chilean peso, increased power transmission costs, and higher royalties due to higher copper prices. These cost increases have been partially offset by the high moly by-product credits, which we're getting due to the high molybdenum price. We continue to expect our full-year production of 65-70 million pounds of copper at an annual cash cost of $1.45-$1.60 per pound of copper. Molybdenum production for the year is expected to be 1.8 million pounds. As I said previously, the first half of the year, we will see slightly lower production from Cauquenes as the mine plan extracts lower quality material, and cash costs for the first half of 2018 were forecast to be approximately $1.80 a pound, which dropped to $1.45 per pound in the second half of the year when additional copper from the expansion project comes online. Construction of the Cauquenes Phase 2 expansion project is proceeding well, and we're on schedule and on budget. At the end of April, the project was 56% complete, and MVC had committed $32 million out of the $35 million budget. Mechanical installation of the flotation cells has commenced, and process plant equipment is now being installed on the foundations. the months of May and June, we will see a spike in contractor activity at NBC as the electrical and piping installation teams get to work. The concentrated regrind mill, we've been notified that it's going to be shipped late from China and is now scheduled to arrive at site in August. However, the new flotation plant is still on schedule for producing concentrate in early August this year, and we continue to expect at Q4 the project to be delivering 85 to 90 million pounds of copper per annum. Our key objectives in 2018 remain first to deliver on guidance, which is 65 to 70 million pounds at a cash cost of $1.45 to $1.60 per pound. Second, to complete construction of the second phase of the expansion project and ramp up smoothly to full production in Q4. Once the bank project completion tests are complete, we will then be in a position to distribute cash in the form of dividends. Our third objective is to ensure NBC's liquidity and to continue to pay down debt. We plan to draw the remaining $17.5 million from the Phase 2 expansion loan, and at the end of the year, maintain our total borrowings at $67.5 million. Over the last 3 years, we've made a substantial investment into NBC during a low in the copper price cycle, and I believe we're very well positioned to take advantage of future increases in copper price. I'll now hand back to Aurora to discuss the financials.
Thank you, Rob. Well, as Rob mentioned, the first quarter of 2018 was a stable quarter with performance trending slightly better than expected. Production and cash cost targets were met, and annual guidance is being maintained, while the Cauquenes Phase 2 expansion is progressing on time and on budget. On a positive note, moly prices increased 36% from a price of $9.37 per pound in December to a price of $12.73 per pound in March. As a result, moly revenue of $4.4 million in the first quarter was at the same level as the combined moly revenue and Maricunga revenue reported in Q1 of 2017. Results for the quarter included net income of $1.2 million, or 1 cent per share, and cash flow generated from operations before working capital changes of $5.9 million. Including changes in working capital, Amerigo generated cash of $9.4 million in the quarter, received $5.8 million in debt proceeds for the Phase 2 Cauquenes expansion, and repaid paid $10.3 million for CapEx, including Phase 2 and sustaining CapEx. We also repaid $3 million on the El Teniente debt. Our ending cash position was strong at almost $30 million compared to $27.5 million at the end of December. Copper prices were also stable in the first quarter. NBC's copper price was $3.09 per pound, and there were positive price settlement adjustments to prior period sales for almost $1 million. The company remains fully unhedged. The Chilean peso appreciated 8% compared to Q1 2017, which is our comparative period in the financial statements and MD&A, and 5% compared to quarter four of 2017. This has impacted costs that originate in Chilean pesos, such as labor, subcontractors, and maintenance. Despite these pressures, NBC continues to focus very strongly on cost controls. Input costs such as steel and lime have also become more expensive, but not beyond our annual budget and projections. In Q1 2018, we saw an increase of 8% in power costs, which translates to approximately $600,000 due to higher power sub-transmission charges in Chile that stem out of new regulations introduced by the former Chilean government. We're in the process of challenging these changes with relevant authorities in Chile. The current quarter is also progressing well, consistent with the company's guidance for a conservatively good first half of the year and a stronger second half as the Phase 2 expansion comes online. We expect to draw the remaining capacity of the Cauquenes Phase 2 loan, and we will start repaying that loan as currently anticipated in our bank agreements in June 2019. We will also continue making the scheduled El Teniente debt repayments of $1 million a month and the final payment is scheduled for the month of September. The Cauquenes Phase 1 loan will continue with semi-annual payments of $5.5 million plus interest in June and December, and at this rate, the company's bank debt at year-end is expected to be shy of $68 million, with $7.5 million on vendor financing associated with the Moly plant expansion. As we have mentioned before, we will continue to monitor the options available to the company with respect to the best use of expected surplus cash, which could include any combination of debt prepayments, refinancing, restatement of dividends, etc. The bank loans have cash provisions for 50% of the cash available for distribution by MBC once the completion test for the Phase 2 expansion is met. The board is continuing to monitor the company's capital structure and the best utilization of surplus cash. Rob and I will now take questions from call participants.
Thank you. We will now take questions from the telephone lines. If you have a question and you're using a speakerphone, please lift your handset before making your selection. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. If at any time you wish to cancel your question, please press the pound sign. Please press star 1 at this time if you have a question. There will be a brief pause while the participant registers for questions. Thank you for your patience. The first question is from Stephen Aldridge of Vancouver. Please proceed.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Hello.
This is for Rob. The concentrate regrind mill, what exactly is its purpose?
I'm trying to get it from the name.
The concentrate's already been produced and you're going to regrind it, right?
Yeah. So what happens, we have a rougher flotation circuit and a cleaner flotation circuit. The rougher is essentially the first pass, so the concentrate grade coming off the rougher is in the order of 2 to 3% copper. And in the cleaner concentrate circuit, we upgrade that to a 30% grade, which is then saleable. And what the regrind mill does is break down the very coarse particles, which then assists in achieving the final grade. Now, we have an existing regrind mill, which is underutilized. The calcareous material is inherently very fine. So by not having a regrind mill, you're going to lose maybe about 2 to 3% recovery when it's not there. So we believe that startup can continue quite smoothly without the regrind mill. So we're going to start up producing concentrate, making a saleable grade, albeit at a slightly lower recovery than, you know, the ultimate target. And then when we bring the regrind mill on, we then can hit our target recovery. So it'll be a little bit of a slower startup, but we certainly don't see any material impact in our completion tests or our production guidance.
Okay, good. Thanks. The other question, the sustaining CapEx was $4.1 million in Q1. What are the forecasts for the balance of the year?
We're still on target for 5.5 in sustaining. So what happened in Q1, we installed the two new sumps in Carcanus, and those take us down to the 37-meter level. So they're done, and that was the lion's share of that cost. So the remaining stuff for the rest of the year is essentially just maintenance and smaller projects. The big sumps are now in place and starting to deliver.
Okay, that's good. Another one for you. Does Codelco effectively take control of the concentrates you produce at the plant gate? Is that how it effectively works?
At the yard. We produce the concentrate, and Codelco is in charge of transportation. So as soon as they start loading their trucks, they take the concentrate. It's their responsibility. So it's even before they cross the yard.
Okay, good. That's kind of what I thought. Any chance of other tolling contracts that you had, like you had with Maricunga?
Not that we're aware of. I mean, some may pop up, but we haven't been actively looking for tolling-type contracts.
Okay.
We are doing studies on, you know, other tailings materials, but, you know, nothing to report back yet.
Okay. And one other one, your percentage recovery was up in Q1 off the tailings. And was that by using some of the new flotation that's been added already in Q1?
No. I think it's just a function of grade. Q1 recovery last year was pretty poor because we had problems with one of the mills. So our recovery in Q1 last year was kind of abnormally low. You know, in fact, the recovery we're seeing right now is slightly below average. So we expect recovery to continue to improve as the grade improves in Calkinis.
Okay, thanks. And one final one for you. How much of this phase two expansion that you're doing now is currently being used in processing?
None.
None, okay.
It's
just
that
it's just, you know, a percentage.
It operates
50%
next to the existing plant.
Okay.
The existing plant is running, but the new stuff is not being used yet.
Okay. Okay, well, that's all for me. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Joseph Rieger of Newport Beach. The line is open. Please proceed.
Thank you. So first, congrats on another strong quarter. It's good to see the positive cash flow and you guys moving forward with all the installations of Phase 2. Just big picture, you know, have you guys become any more active on the M&A front? You know, are you still feeling like you guys need to, you know, get through all this before you start looking at other things? Any color you can give there?
Hi, Joe. Thanks for the comments. Yeah, obviously our focus right now is to complete the Phase 2 expansion. So that's where the team is dedicating the majority of their time. And we are looking at other tailings projects, you know, in the preliminary phases, doing, you know, initial test work and preliminary studies. So we haven't come to any, you know, firm conclusions yet or identified any other hot tailings projects, but we do continue to look for other tailings opportunities which we can, you know, deliver value like we are at El Teniente, but nothing to report back yet.
Okay, fair enough. And then, you know, looking at kind of trailing 12 months valuation basis, I mean, I realize you guys are small cap and most of your peers are not, but, you know, you guys trade at significantly lower valuation. Do you think that the Phase 2 and all the work that's come with that and all the focus by the company has kind of left room for more marketing on management's part, or you know, maybe a lack of understanding out there in the market of kind of where you guys are at today and where you're going?
Yeah, I believe you're correct. We're on the cusp, I believe, of becoming, you know, a more material company. I think in the past we've been a bit of a curiosity with the intermediate to small production levels. Certainly at 85 to 90 million pounds, we'd be a lot more comparable to our peers. And our all-in cash costs will be very competitive to, you know, a bunch of other market participants. So I certainly think in Q4 this year will be a time to, you know, raise the flag a bit and promote to the industry what it is that we're doing. So, you know, right now it's kind of promises of what's going to happen, but in Q4, I think we can go out and demonstrate, you know, a much stronger cash flows thanks to the expansion. So, yeah, Q4 will be a time for more intensive IR activity.
Okay. Well, keep up the good work, and I look forward to that time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Once again, please press *1 on your telephone keypad if you have a question. The next question is from John Polcari of New York.
Thank you.
Please.
Rob, just a few quick questions. The break-even cost drops considerably upon contract expansion completion. I wondered, is that an event that happens after you are fully ramped up, or does it gradually take place over the next 6 months? In other words, would the third quarter see somewhat reduced costs and then further cost reductions in the fourth quarter, and then much lower costs at the end of the year, or is it just something that happens when you actually flip the switch, so to speak?
Hi, John. Thanks for the question. Yeah, there will be a ramp up, of course, from where we are currently at, and until we hit the steady state production of 85 million pounds of copper to 90 million pounds. So, the period August, September, October, I think is going to be a bit of a transition to the lower cost scenario, aiming at the 45. We have our molybdenum plant also coming online. We're expanding the molybdenum plant. So that expansion is going to be also coming online in the same period, in the August-September timeframe. So right now, moly is giving us a very good boost in our cash costs. So with the increased moly production in that timeframe and the increased copper production, we're going to see costs, trending down over that three-month time period. And what we have pull the end to the production is a completion test with the bank. So we have to maintain 2 months at a certain production rate, and then we have to certify that all the equipment is in place and constructed as intended. And then we essentially are out of the clutches of the banks, as it were, and free to distribute 50% of our cash in a manner we see most appropriate. So we see that happening towards the end of the year and Q1 2019 when we are complete with the project.
Right. Well, I understand the ramp up at year end or from August on through year end, but from, say, May now through August, is there any series of events that gradually further reduces costs, or at the moment do the costs remain fairly steady?
Yeah, I think we're saying, as I guided in the previous call, the first half of the year we're seeing we plan to have cash costs in the order of $1.80. We're coming in a bit under that, but certainly Q2, I see no big changes to that. There's no drivers that would indicate one way or another that's going to change fundamentally from that.
Okay.
And really the big changes the increased production coming in Q3 and Q4. So it's really, first half of the year is still relatively soft in terms of costs and becoming much more focused in Q3 and Q4.
Rob, or maybe I should ask Aurora, the half that is restricted on the discretionary cash flow, not the half that would be open to the board or management's discretion, but the half that's restricted, is that exclusively dedicated to debt repayment?
It is.
Okay. And can you tell me, what was the delay from China again? I just missed that in terms of delivery.
We've got the small regrind mill, which we use to polish up the concentrates. The fab shops in China have been maxed out, and they missed some key foundry dates. So they've advised us that the ball mill is going to be about 2 months later than we expected. So fabrication is still proceeding, but they missed some key windows a couple of months ago, and a consequence, ball mill's only going to be arriving at site in August now. So the ball mill installation will happen concurrently with the ramp up in the concentrate production from the new float plant.
I understand. And are you obviously happy with the quality of what you're getting from China in terms of delivery of equipment?
We've got some Chinese motors. We're getting Chinese grinding steel right now. Quality is very good.
Okay. Ro, can you go over the tax regime again just quickly? You were explaining that there's been a recent change.
You were talking about taxes. No, there aren't any changes in taxes. There was comprehensive tax reform introduced gradually over the last 3 years, whereas this is the last year in which senator rates have gone up to 27%, and that's where we are at now with no changes foreseen for the year.
Okay. That's another 2 or 3% increase, right, over a rolling increase, I believe?
1.5% increase compared to last year.
Okay. And then it would top out at 27%.
It is topped up now at 27.
For starting at the beginning of this year?
Yes.
Okay. And lastly, just what would you think the debt level would be upon on the books? Say, what's the pro forma debt estimate at project completion time at the end of the year or early 19?
Well, we have the benefit of accelerated depreciation regimes in Chile, so we are with the expansion for the phase one and phase two, and the benefit of being able to deduct that in an accelerated basis, you will not see a full 27% taxable rate. Our current rates are going to be lower for the remaining, for the next 4 or 5 years until we utilize that full benefit of accelerated depreciation.
No, I meant the actual dollar amount of debt.
$68 million at year end.
And that would include all CapEx related to phase two.
That is correct. With the exception of the Moly plant, we consider that vendor financing, that would be at year end $7.5 million.
Great. And Rob, one final question. Just are there any significant differences between processing tailings of copper versus, say, a gold mine?
Yeah, it's a pretty wide open question, but not fundamentally. You know, I think the secret recipe is moving large amounts of material very efficiently. Obviously, there are tricks in the process plant, and a gold process plant is pretty different to a copper process plant. But fundamentally, it's moving material very efficiently, which you know, I believe we can do pretty well. So, I'm certainly open to looking at any type of tailings that don't have to be copper.
Right, that's really where I was going. I'm sorry for the wide open nature of the question, but I that was, you've answered it in the sense that you wouldn't have a restriction in looking at tailings from other base metals or even precious metals necessarily.
You know, MVC has got 25 years of experience of learning how to extract this material efficiently, and I think we can apply that expertise to most tailings materials.
Okay. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you. There are no further questions registered at this time. I would now like to return the meeting back over to Ms. Davidson. Please proceed.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your attendance to our first quarter conference call, and we look forward to speaking with you again in 3 months' time to report the second quarter results. We can terminate the call now, operator.
Thank you, Ms. Davidson. The conference has now ended. Please disconnect your lines at this time. We thank you for your participation.